From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Viewers and listeners, you can enjoy our program as always through audio and video streaming at voanews.id or RRI Play Go mobile app, and of course on the shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. In this special edition of the end of the year 2022, we present you Kaleidoscope of Sport 2022.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is the Sport Kaleidoscope 2022 of Voice of Indonesia. Let's start with January 4th. The Indonesian Basketball Association held the Indonesian Basketball Festival, or IBF, which is a series of championships leading to the International Basketball Federation Asian Cup, or FIBA Asia Cup 12, until 24th July 2022. Chief Executive of the FIBA Asia Cup, Junas Miradiarsyah, said the purpose of holding it IBF was not only a place to look for young Indonesian talents, but also to inflame and promote basketball throughout the regions in the country.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's move on to February. Indonesia came out as the overall champion of the 2022 ISSF Grand Prix Rifle Pistol International Shooting Championship by bagging 6 gold medals. In the event, which took place at the Senayan Shooting Range, Jakarta, from 8 to 18 February, the Indonesian team topped the medal standings from 6 countries. Apart from the 6 gold medals, Indonesia also won 8 silver medals and 2 bronze medals. On February 20th, the Indonesian women's badminton national team made history by winning the 2022 Asia Team Badminton Championship for the first time in Selangor, Malaysia. This achievement was made after the Indonesian team defeated the South Korean team.
Voice of Indonesia.
Turning to March. On March 20th, General Chairperson of the General Board of the Indonesian Hockey Federation, Budi Sulistiono, said the Asian Hockey Federation officially appointed Indonesia as the host for the 2022 Men's Hockey Asian Cup in May 2022. Budi said this appointment was an honor for Indonesia for once again entrusted with holding an international hockey tournament. On March 11th until 20th, the Central Board of the Indonesian Hockey Federation has successfully held the 2022 Men's Indonesia Hockey Federation Cup Championship. The 2022 Men's Hockey Asian Cup is the first Asian-level event taking place in Indonesia for hockey sport. On the same date, Indonesia won a men's doubles title at the All England 2022. Indonesia managed to bring home a title won by Muhammad Sohibul Fikri, Bagas Maulana. Fikri and Bagas beat their seniors and compatriots Muhammad Ahsan and Hendra Setiawan in straight sets 21-19, 21-13. The All England 2022 Badminton Super 1000 Tournament Final took place at Utilita Arena, Birmingham, England. Still on March 20th, the MotoGP Pertamina Grand Prix of Indonesia motorbike racing event, which took place at the Pertamina Mandalika Circuit Central Lombok West Nusa Tenggara, went smoothly. Red Bull KTM racer Miguel Oliveira came out as champion of the Indonesian Grand Prix. Outstanding Yamaha racer Fabio Quartararo won second place and Pramac Ducati rider Johan Zarco won third.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's move on to April. On the 13th of April, the city of Jakarta held the 2022 International Youth Championship, which marked the inauguration of the newest stadium, the Jakarta International Stadium. It is located in Tanjung Priok, North Jakarta. The city of Jakarta brought in the Barcelona Under-18 team and Atletico Madrid Under-18 team from Spain. On a series of tournaments in the first day, Atletico Madrid Under-18 match against Bali United Under-18 and Indonesia All-Stars Under-20 against Barcelona Under-18.
Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to May. On May 8, the Indonesian contingent for the Southeast Asian Games, SEA Games in Vietnam, was officially inaugurated at the Bung Karno Basketball Hall, Senayan, Jakarta. The inauguration was led directly by the Minister of Youth and Sport, Zainuddin Amali. In his speech, Minister Amali hopes that every athlete sent to the SEA Games in Vietnam can make proud achievements for Indonesia. SEA Games in Vietnam held from 12 until 23 May 2022 ended. The Vietnam SEA Games competed in 40 sports and 526 event numbers. The Indonesian contingent managed to rank third after Vietnam and Thailand with 241 medals, consisting of over 66 gold medals, 92 silver medals and 80 bronze medals. The Asian Cup Men's Hockey Championship, also called the Hero Asia Cup Jakarta 2022, held for the first time in Indonesia from March 11th until 20th ended. Tournament finals consisted of Korea, Malaysia, India, Japan, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Oman and Indonesia. On May 26, Banyuwangi became one of the hosts of the International Surfing Championship with Hawaii, Australia, United States, Brazil, South Africa, Portugal and Tahiti.
Voice of Indonesia.
On June, Indonesia made brilliant achievement in the world rafting sports arena. The Indonesian junior women's rafting national team managed to become world championship in the 2022 Rafting World Championship, which took place in Banja Luka, Foča, Bosnia from May 29 to June 5, 2022. Indonesia became world champion after winning three gold medals from the head-to-head slalom and downriver race numbers. While in the sprint, Indonesia was in third place after Canada and Japan. On June 5, Dede Erawati won gold in the women's 100 meters race for the 40 to 44 years old category in the SMTFA International Masters Track and Field Championship in Singapore. Dede finished first with a time of 14 to 57 seconds. She was in front of Lacerda Alzira from India and Wong Yen from Singapore, who was in third place. On June 8, Indonesia won 2-1 over host Kuwait in the opening match of a Group A for the 2023 Asian Cup qualification at the Jaber Al Ahmad International Stadium. This was Indonesia's first win over Kuwait since their first match at the Asian Cup 1996. On June 22, Indonesian cyclist Teri Yudakusuma won a silver medal at the 2022 Track Cycling Asia Championship. The medal was presented by Teri in the Men Elite Scratch Number, which took place at the Indira Gandhi Sports Complex, New Delhi, India. He was behind the Japanese Eiya Hashimoto. Previously, on June 20, Ayustina Delia Priyatna in the Women's Elite Omnium Number had already confirmed winning the silver medals. Ayu was behind the Japanese racers Suyaka Uchino. On June 26, Indonesian mixed doubles badminton won the final Nang International Challenge 2022 in Reims, France. The pair Amri Shahnawi and Winnie Octavina won the title after defeating the Thai pair Rajapol Makassasitron and Jenicha Sujaipararat with a score of 21-15 and 21-18.
Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to the month of July, the Indonesian Under-19 Women's Cricket National Team made history for the first time qualifying for the January 2023 Under-19 Cricket World Championship World Cup in South Africa. This achievement is quite encouraging because the sport from England has only been established for 10 years in Indonesia, namely in 2012. This achievement was made by Garuda Earth after defeating Papua New Guinea 2-1. Indonesia won 2 matches out of 3 total in the Under-19 World Cup qualification of the International Cricket Council at the Udayana Jimbaran Bali Cricket Ground July 3rd to 5th 2022. Indonesia won 2 matches out of a total of 3 matches. From the chess sport, 9 Indonesian chess players competed in the 44th Chess Olympiad 2022, which was held in Chennai, India from July 26 to August 10, 2022. During the 6th round of the Olympics match, Indonesia was in 46th place in the open category of the 44th Chess Olympiad Chennai, India. The top 5 open categories in this Olympics were successfully occupied by the United States, India, Norway, Spain, and Poland. Meanwhile, for the women's category at the 2022 Chess Olympics, Indonesia ranked 32nd place above Colombia. Countries in the top 5 in the category were India, Ukraine, Georgia, Poland, and France. In pencaksilat or traditional Indonesian martial art, Indonesia won the overall championship at the 19th World Pencaksilat Championship 2022 World Pencaksilat Championship, which was held in Malacca, Malaysia from July 25th to 31st 2022. Indonesia brought home a total of 11 gold medals, 9 silver and 8 bronze medals. On July 30, Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin officially opened the 2022 ASEAN Para Games at Manahan Stadium, Solo Central Java. The Southeast Asian Disability Sport event was attended by 10 ASEAN countries and Timor Leste. 14 types of sport being contested were athletics, swimming, badminton, table tennis, chess, weightlifting, boccia, judo, goal ball, wheelchair tennis, archery, CP football, sitting volleyball, and wheelchair basketball, and Indonesia sent 324 athletes to the sport event.
Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to October, from motorcycle racing, Indonesia young racer Veda Ega Pratama won the highest podium of the 4th Series Itamitsu Asia Talent Cup, or IATC, which took place on October 1st and 2nd, 2022 at Chang International Circuit, Buriram, Thailand. On the first day of the race, Veda won the second podium, while on the second day of the race, Veda managed to be in the first place. This achievement made the 13-year-old racer rank 5th in the IATC 2022 standings with 71 points. From para table tennis, the Indonesian table tennis contingent won 18 medals from the ITTF FA20 Argostali Para Open 2022, which was participated in by 26 countries. In the international championship, which took place on Kefalonia Island, Greece, September 24 to October 2nd, the Indonesian team succeeded in collecting 3 gold medals, 6 silver medals, and 9 bronze medals.
Voice of Indonesia.
We continue with September. On September 9th, Indonesia commemorated the 39th National Sports Day in 2022 at the Bakan Stadium, Balikpapan, East Kalimantan. The event was opened by Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, and the commemoration of National Sports Day was enlivened by the appearance of colossal dances and entertainment attraction. On that occasion, sport people who have supported the Indonesian sport a lot. From the sport of racing, Indonesian racers Shane Galel and Team WRT31 won the 6 hours of Fuji on September 11, 2022. The race was the 5th round of the FIA World Endurance Championship 2022 LMP2, which was held at Fuji International Speedway, Japan. Team WRT31 needs a win after losing twice at Le Mans and Monza. They were the first team to win twice this season. On September 17th and 18th, 2022, the Tour of Kembala Belitung Bicycle Race took place on Belitung Island, Bangka Belitung Province. This bicycle race was attended by around 600 participants, both professionals and non-professionals. The Tour of Kembala Belitung 2022 was held in two categories, namely the 125 km bicycle race for national and international professional participants, and the 56 km bicycle tour, which could be participated in by non-professionals. From September 24th to 26th, 2022, Indonesia successfully held the 2022 Rock Climbing World Cup. This is the first time Indonesia is trusted to host the IFSC Climbing World Cup. There were a total of 27 countries participating in this event. Not only hosting, Indonesia athletes also won several categories, including rock climbing athlete Aspar Jalalo, who won a gold medal in the men's speed category.
Voice of Indonesia.
On October 19 to 25, 2022, Indonesia held the 4th Bridge Championship Asia Cup 2022 in Jakarta. Indonesia became the overall champion of the championship by winning 2 gold medals. The first gold medal was awarded to the women's team, which beat the Taiwanese team. Indonesia's second gold was presented by a mixed team against the mixed team of India. Indonesia also won a bronze medal in the senior category.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Deaf Badminton Team brought home 10 gold medals from the 2022 ASEAN Deaf Games Southeast Asian Deaf Athlete Championship in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, November 20th until 27th. Indonesia, with its 52 representatives, only played 3 of the 4 sports that were contested, namely athletics, badminton, and futsal. Indonesia did not take part in the bowling competition. The ASEAN Deaf Games 2022 was participated in by 6 countries, namely Brunei Darussalam, Thailand, Indonesia, Singapore, Philippines, and Malaysia. From the trail motor racing, Indonesia held an international trail motor championship Uncle Hard Enduro 2022 at Kiram Park, Banjar Regency, South Kalimantan on November 25th until 27th, 2022. Young racer from Bulgaria, Tedor Kabrakchev Semilnov, won the first place. 14 world top riders from Spain, England, Austria, South Africa, Switzerland, Italy, Bulgaria, Mongolia, and Indonesia and Iran joined the championship. Besides international class, 1,500 riders from all over Indonesia also joined national and local classes. In the national class, Adi Sucipto from Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan, won first place. On November 20th, the World Cup Qatar 2022 officially started with the opening ceremony at Bayt Stadium Al Khor. The opening ceremony was attended by FIFA President Gianni Infantino. 32 countries competed in this championship. The 2022 World Cup matches were divided into 6 zones, namely Zone Asia, Africa, America, and Caribbean, South America, Europe, and Oceania. However, countries from the Oceania zone had to withdraw due to the COVID-19 pandemic and travel bans between countries. World Cup 2022 matches run until December 18th.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's move it on to December, where Indonesia hosted the IESF Bali 14 World Esports Championship 2022 in Merusaka Nusa Dua, Bali, which took place from December 2nd to 11, 2022. The championship was opened by the Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali. Around 700 athletes from 105 countries participated in this championship, including Indonesia. The World's Esports Championship held 6 types of games, namely Tekken 7, Dota 2, Mobile Legend, Bang Bang, PUBG Mobile, eFootball 2022, and CSGO. Indonesia won the overall champion by bagging 3 gold medals. On December 5th, Indonesian President Joko Widodo officially opened the 8 Junior Wushu World Championship at Nusantara Hall, AIS BSD City Tangerang, Banten. Participated in by athletes from 60 countries, the international championship was held until December 11th. Iran took the top place in the championship with 13 golds, 5 silvers, and 5 bronze medals. China is in the second place with 10 golds, 3 silvers, and 5 bronze. Meanwhile, the host Indonesia is in third place with 10 golds, 2 silvers, and 5 bronzes. On December 18, the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 ended with Argentina winning 4-2 in a penalty shootout. The third place goes to Croatia after a 2-1 win against Morocco. The next World Cup will take place in 2026 in USA, Mexico, and Canada. Listener, that was Sports Kaleidoscope 2022. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kisah kita abadi selamanya. Masihkah kau mengingat di saat kita masih 17? Waktu di mana tanggal-tanggal merah terasa sungguh meriah. Masihkah kau ingat cobaan terberat kita matematika? Masihkah kau ingat lagu di radio yang merdu mengudara? Kita masih sebebas itu. Rasa takut yang tak pernah mengganggu batas naluri bahaya. Dulu tingginya lebih logika. Waktu yang terus berjalan menempa kita. Walau kini kita terpisah, namun jiwaku tetap di sana.
Di masa masih sebebas,
oh,
itu
di masa rasa takut yang tak pernah mengganggu. Di masa naluri bahaya. Kita abadi untuk selama-lamanya.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Lake Bacan in Sukabumi, West Java. Listener, Lake Bacan is a unique tourism spot in Sukabumi Regency, West Java. The uniqueness of this tourism spot lies in the appearance of the lake itself and its color. Before becoming a lake, this place was a former mining quarry. Artificial lakes generally do not have springs, but the water in the Lake Bacan comes from rainwater that has been stored for years, which makes it a lake. The color of this artificial lake is from the rocks at the bottom of the lake itself, which are illuminated by the sun and makes the water green, like the green of Bachan gemstone, a kind of a jade. Lake Bachan is located in Bojongharja village, Cikembar district, Sukabumi Regency, West Java. Initially, it was not a tourism spot but a former zeolite mining site. Even so, the beauty of the rock cliffs that surround it and the lake water, which is greenish because of the color of the Bachan stones and the vegetation that lives in the water, make the favorite tourism spot interesting to visit. There is no entrance ticket to Lake Bachan, but visitors only pay parking fees. If you want to visit Lake Bachan, you must prepare your motor vehicles as well as possible, because not only the roads are still rocky due to former mining, but also several spots are prone to landslides. For those of you who want to have another experience in traveling, visiting Lake Bachan is the right choice. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder.
Terima kasih.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. Boy listeners, recently two sub-districts in the city of Padang, West Sumatra were designated as International Tsunami Ready Community by UNESCO's Intergovernmental Oceanographic Commission, or IOC. This acknowledgement was conveyed in a written statement via Indian Ocean Tsunami Information Center, or IOTIC, and the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, or BMKG, to the Padang City Government. The letter, dated December 21, 2022, designated Lolong Belanti and Purus villages as Tsunami Alert Community. There are only 50 of these communities in the world, but not all of them are recognized internationally by the IOC and UNESCO. IOC and UNESCO finally gave this recognition after conducting field assessments directly to the two sub-districts on Saturday, December 10, 2022. This is intended to see the capacity of the people in dealing with potential earthquake and tsunami disasters. The assessment refers to 12 indicators set by IOC and UNESCO, including there are tsunami hazard maps, public information boards about earthquakes and tsunamis, evacuation maps, education activities and disaster preparedness, and routine disaster mitigation training. Meanwhile, the representative from UNESCO and IOC, Ardito M. Kodiat, said, after the United Nations declared the Year of Marine Science in 2021, it was hoped that all UN member countries would try to strengthen marine science. So by 2030, all people living in tsunami-prone areas will always be alert and resilient when a disaster occurs. IOC and UNESCO has a Tsunami Ready Recognition Program following the IOC Assembly's approval of the establishment of the IOC Ocean Decade Tsunami Program in June 2022. This program aims to increase the preparedness of coastal communities for tsunamis, then minimize loss of life, livelihood, and property. Tsunami Ready Community predicate can be obtained if 12 indicators are met. Everything is divided into three parts, namely assessment, preparedness, and response. The recognition can be renewed every 4 years. Of the approximately 50 tsunami alert communities, most are in the Caribbean region. Meanwhile, in the Indian Ocean, in India, there are two communities. And in Indonesia, previously there were seven, namely Tanjung Benoa, Tambak Rejo, Gelagah, Pangandaran, Kemadang, Panggarangan, and Kuta Mandalika. Well, listener, that was miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Oh, oh. Kau yang bangunkanku dari mimpi burukku. Kau hangatkan hatiku yang dulu sempat membeku. Kau yang lelapkanku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu. Tadinya ku berpikir engkaulah tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelah ku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lain
Lepaskan aku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku, hanya aku di hatimu. Tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelah ku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh,
listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Bandar Jakarta by Toto Salmon. Bandar Jakarta is an original keroncong song which tells about Jakarta City and not about the splendor of the metropolitan city, but elevates another side of Jakarta City. This song also describes the beautiful coastal atmosphere of Jakarta, which is protected by Pulau Seribu, which means Thousand Island. The wind that blows, the fishing boats, and the birds that want to return to their nest are all the natural images of the beautiful coast of Jakarta City at dusk. This song is sung by Toto Salmon very well, so as to convey the message of the songwriter, Ismail Marzuki. Alright listener, here is Toto Salmon with the keroncong song entitled Bandar Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Kini dirimu
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.